Hello, and welcome to the Digital Entrepreneurs Podcast, the show where we explore the world of entrepreneurship and share valuable insights for success in the digital realm. I'm your host, Shashidhar CN, and today we have a fascinating topic to discuss. We'll be examining what digital entrepreneurs can learn from the recent loss of the Indian cricket team to Australia in the World Test Championships in the UK. I've played cricket since childhood, and having played in professional leagues, I understand cricket deeply. Today, I want to share with you the lessons that digipreneurs can learn from the Indian cricket team's loss to Australia in the World Test Championship finals held in the UK a few days back. Some background to the Indian team's road to the final. Indian team on current form did not deserve to be in the finals. Either New Zealand or the England team on current form deserved to be in the finals instead of India. This brings us to the question. Why was Indian team in the final anyways? Well, India is the big daddy in cricket, as we all know. Having India in the finals ensures gate collections, which the England cricket board wanted. Also, betting is legal in the UK, and all the betting companies made big bucks since India was playing. There is also talk that politics by two opposing groups in the Indian cricket board is another cause for the defeat. I leave it to the listener's intelligence to read between the lines and deduce how India made it to the finals. And of course, the end result is in front of us. Now, let's delve into some of the key factors behind India's enormous defeat. First thing is planning and strategy. Planning and strategy seem to be anathema to the Indian cricket board and the team management. How else can you explain that the test match was scheduled and played within 1 week after the conclusion of the IPL finals? IPL being a slam, bang and wham version of 20 overs cricket on flat Indian pitches is vastly different from the swinging pitches of England, and where lack of technique of the Indian batsmen was totally exposed and exploited by the Australian bowlers in the longer test match format. Digipreneurs who don't focus on planning and strategy and understanding their competition will suffer the same fate as the Indian cricket team did in the finals of the World Test Championships. Mindset. Mindset is the critical piece determining success or failure, either in sports or in business or any sphere of activity. When Australia was struggling at 76 for 3 in the 24th over of the first innings, the Indian captain Rohit Sharma shockingly adopted defensive tactics instead of going in for the kill by positioning slips and close and fielding corner. The Indian team's lack of killer instinct was ruthlessly exploited by the Australian batsmen, who counter-attacked and ran away to a huge total of 469 in the first innings. In business as well, a digipreneur who spots a struggling competitor must ruthlessly exploit the situation and either buy out the competitor or exploit the weaknesses in the competitor's strategy, products, services, etc., and take action to scale up the business and dominate competition. Next point of discussion is the skill set. Skill set is an important attribute for success in sports as well as business. Indian batsmen are overpaid, overrated, and are not adaptable to changing conditions. The top four batsmen of India don't deserve a place in the test team purely on skill set and current form in test cricket. Rohit Sharma is a liability to the team as a captain and as a batsman. Ditto for Virat Kohli, whose weakness in playing away from the body and outside the ostium is well known to opposing teams and has been ruthlessly exploited time and again. Cheteshwar Pujara has not performed in Test cricket for some time now. Indian cricket would be better served if these 30 plus gentlemen like Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Pujara either retire from Test cricket or are dropped from the team altogether. Shubman Gill's form in T20 cricket on flat Indian pitches did not lead to any benefits to the team in the swinging pitches of England. His lack of technique against the swinging ball and temperament were ruthlessly exploited by the opposition. The Indian cricket team's loss offers some valuable insights that digital entrepreneurs can apply to their own journeys, and that is the importance of adaptability. In the test match, the Indian team struggled to adapt to the swinging pitch conditions. Similarly, in the digital world, entrepreneurs must be flexible and adapt to the ever-changing landscape. Whether it's embracing new technologies or adjusting their strategies to meet market demands, adaptability is crucial for success. Skill set and adaptability is an important aspect of business for a digipreneur. It's vital to take the time and effort to learn the skill set needed to succeed in a digital business before beginning implementation. Next point of discussion is heart set. It's the passion, the purpose, and the why for doing whatever we choose to do. The Indian teams look clueless and purposeless while going through the motions. On the other hand, the Australian team dug in deep into their self-belief and weathered the storm at 76 for 3 in the first innings and counter-attacked to get to a massive total of 469. Having a clear purpose and why is the first but often ignored step to setting up a business or productive activity. Without a clear why, a business may still get short-term results but will not succeed in the long run. This is one aspect we cannot emphasize enough. Another lesson is the significance of teamwork and collaboration. Cricket, like an entrepreneurship, is a team sport. The Australian team's victory highlighted the importance of cohesive teamwork and effective communication. Digital entrepreneurs should prioritize building a strong team, fostering collaboration, and ensuring open lines of communication. By leveraging diverse skills and perspectives, entrepreneurs can enhance their chances of success. The match demonstrated the importance of resilience and perseverance. Despite the setbacks, the Australian team fought hard until the end. Their self-belief in their strategy, plans, and skills was very evident on the field. In the digital realm, entrepreneurs face numerous challenges and setbacks. It's crucial to maintain resilience, learn from failures, and keep pushing forward. Just like the Australian cricket team, digital entrepreneurs must stay determined and focused on their goals. Do you want to build a multi-billion dollar business online without an office or employees and earn more in your sleep than you can spend when you are awake? If you answered yes, register below for a life-changing masterclass with Shashidhar CN right away. Seats are limited, so hurry and act now. There is also a poll at the end to share your options, your thoughts, and also participate in the Q&A where we will revert back to your comments and other interactions. coming back, one final lesson from the Indian cricket team's loss is the significance of continuous learning and improvement. Cricket teams around the world constantly analyze their performances, identify areas for improvement, and refine their strategies. Similarly, digital entrepreneurs should embrace a growth mindset, seek knowledge, and consistently adapt their approach to stay ahead of the competition. Learning from mistakes and striving for improvement are vital components of entrepreneurial success. The Indian cricket teams lost to Australia in the Cricket World Test Championships has undoubtedly provided valuable lessons for digipreneurs. That concludes today's episode of the Digital Entrepreneurs Podcast. We hope you found the podcast insightful and gained valuable knowledge to apply to your entrepreneurial journey. Remember to stay focused, adaptable, foster collaboration, remain resilient, and never stop learning. Join us again next time for more engaging discussions on digipreneurship. Until then, keep innovating and chasing your dreams. Bye-bye.